1, 2, 3, 4.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Quote for the day comes from Ogden Nash. Says, a door is what a dog is perpetually on the wrong side of. I love it. Gary in Fargo, South Dakota says, what do you recommend for acid reflux? Pretty good question, Gary. A lot of people deal with acid reflux, GERD. Many people struggle with it. And the reality is there's two different theories behind it. One is that with acid reflux, we don't have enough acid in our stomach. And so what happens is that we eat a meal and we can't break the food down, some of the acid that we do have comes back up through the esophagus and, of course, tends to burn and cause a heartburn-type sensation. The other is that we have too much acid, and that's why we give certain medications that are given out. And, of course, in end of the day, some work for people, some don't. And that's why they have to keep changing those. And there's different categories of those drugs. And, again, some work and some don't. Now, the old adage is, though, typically, for most people, is that there's not enough stomach acid. And as we age, the hydrochloric acid begins to decline. The more stress you put in someone's life, the more it declines. And by using certain natural items, you can kind of stimulate that for a moment to see if that's the main issue. And apple cider vinegar is a great mimicker and helps the stomach actually produce this hydrochloric acid to break down the excess proteins in the body. And so kind of more of a natural home remedy, kind of an old grandma home remedy. If you have a poor digestive issue with food and you get the reflux, some people, I know my granny used to tell me, to use a little apple cider vinegar and see if it helps you digest the food better, see if the bloating and all that goes away. And funny enough, I've had it many times in my life, my younger years, and it really helped quite a bit. So the adage is if you take apple cider vinegar with a meal and it burns worse, then you already had too much acid, and the medications can help quite a bit. Or from a natural side of things, the glutamine powder, which is an amino acid, and also aloe vera juice, together can be really helpful to kind of soothe the stomach lining. Those can be things you can look into. A lot of research on those. You go on the internet, talk to people in the health food store. Your doctor might know about it. Depends on how much they know and they've studied on more of the natural side of things. But it's not saying, this is not saying get off your medicine and do this. These are just options that you know are out there, and you can kind of help figure things out with your doctor. That's how it goes. So understand that. And again, apple cider vinegar, believe it or not, works great. They also actually have betaine hydrochloride, which is a supplement form of this hydrochloric acid to kind of get your body and get your stomach working at a better level to break down these excess proteins and fats. They can be very, very helpful when you're dealing with acid reflux. And it is a challenge. A lot of people struggle with it now. I mean, it's like I hear it all the time here on the show. 888-283-7272. Check us out. AsaAndrew.com. If you got a question, you can always email me. If you can't get through on the phone lines, we'll be glad to make it a part of the show. Let's go to Charles now. Hi, Charles. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I was listening to your Friday night, and somebody called about type 2 diabetes, and you mentioned zinc that's supposed to be taken to fix the pancreas. Please, I'd like to get the names again, please, if you don't mind.
Sure, no problem. Now, is this for you?
Yes, for me, yes.
How long have you been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes?
Since 2008. 2000.
2000. Okay. Are you overweight?
I think yes. I would say yes. I weigh about 215.
And what? How tall are you?
About 5'10".
Yeah. So you need to drop about 30 pounds, right?
Okay.
Yeah. I mean that's. I mean height and weight, depending. Unless you're, you know, big muscular athlete, you probably need to drop some weight. I mean, and your doctor can come up with a game plan for you on that. And I'll just tell you, that is the first key. Because until your eating changes, it doesn't matter what kind of supplements and all that you want to look into, the eating has to change and the weight has to come off. So that's the first key. So I don't mind sharing these what's been researched out there with you, but let's get down to the core of what needs to happen. Because the eating has to change first. So what does a day look like for you, breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Just fire away real quick.
My breakfast, normally, two eggs,
three toast.
Well, here's the deal. Do you exercise real quick? Do you exercise at all?
Not a lot, no. I need to get into exercise, though.
Could you get into a gym, or could you get into a, do you have a place you can go exercise?
Yes, I'll find one.
I like that attitude. That's great. It's not about, I'll try, maybe I'll do it. You have to make it happen. Some people let it happen. Some people wonder what happened. Some people make it happen. And that's what you have to do. You have to be one of those people that makes it happen. All right, here's the deal with diabetes. Nothing's going to change until you change. Change your mind first, and that's when everything else will follow. When you make a decision that you want to get well, that you're unwilling to stay where you are, then that's where things can change. Now, here's the challenge. The challenge is you probably need to drop about 30 pounds. The challenge is you've already gone from the first stage of type 2 diabetes where they can manage it with glucophage or metformin, which works on the insulin receptors in the body. That's the first beginning stage of where the pancreas begins to break down. When it goes to where those two drugs, or that drug can't manage it and they have to move you to insulin, now you've moved into pretty much phase two of the challenge where they're having to manage it steadily with insulin, right? So that should be a wake-up call that your lifestyle has definitely taken you into this challenge. Has genetics a little bit, but diabetes type 2 is one of those health challenges that is more lifestyle related than anything else. The good news about that is that if you get radical about the way you think, you get radical about the way you do things, you get radical about what you're doing every single day in your lifestyle choices, the way you eat, if you're going to get up at 5 a.m. and exercise, or if you're going to wuss out and go home and sit on the couch or sleep in an extra hour, you've got to make those decisions. Nobody else can. I can't do that for you. I can encourage you with the tools, but nothing else is going to happen. Nothing will change until you change. And it'll make you better for your family, for your loved ones, for those you care about. Nothing is going to change until you change. When you change, everything else will follow. Okay? So now that we have the understanding, exercise 5 days a week, 30 minutes a day, and you can't miss it. It is proven in all the journals that with diabetes type 2, there is a significant increase in the stabilization of the pancreas and blood sugar. 5 days a week, 30 minutes a day, doing something you enjoy. Check out asaandrew.com. I've got all the health prescriptions there that are the common sense principles that I talk about. My book, Empowering Your Health, has a lot of great tools in it as well. Your anti-inflammatory diet, it should be a gold standard for you in your eating. It will teach you about the foods that are good for your health, the foods that are not so good for your health. And again, the supplements you were wondering about that have good research behind them, alpha lipoic acid is a big player now, chromium, vanadium, and also cinnamon taken in a supplement form. They found some really good research on that and helping regulate blood sugar. But also manganese, which is a mineral, can be helpful. But again, I stress to you, those are just supplements. They're not going to correct the issue. You have to correct you. And my America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one side for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Healthy Talk Radio online.
throw open 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out. Let's go to Oliver. Hi, Oliver.
Hey, Dr. Issa. How you doing?
I'm living well, man. What's up?
I have pain in my heel, phalangitis, or whatever it's called.
Plantar fasciitis.
Yes, so it started about 4 months ago. And it's not that it hasn't really gotten worse. I mean, some days it's a bit more painful than others. But now it's starting to bother into a bit, toward my hip and the lower part of my butt, especially when I sit down. It kind of hurts in that area. And I was wondering how I could rid of the problem, how I could solve the problem and not have the pain in my hip and my in my butt and my heel, of course.
Well, a couple of things. You had it 4 months ago. It's when it started. Now, did you injure it? Did you do any kind of athletics, or did it just start hurting out of nowhere?
No, it just started hurting out of nowhere.
Have you ever had it before?
No, sir. No.
Okay. Now, here's the deal. Have you been under a lot of stress in the last 6 months?
Not that much. No, I mean a little bit, but not terribly.
Okay. Couple things you want to check. Now, with plantar fasciitis, there's different treatment options. First thing that typically they'll offer to you, your physician, would be physical therapy. And they'll go through and they'll do massages and they'll do electrostim and they'll do ultrasound, the therapeutic ultrasound, and they'll do ice and they'll do heat and they'll alternate it. There's a lot in stretching. There's a lot of different therapies that they will do on that to see if they can get that fascia not to be so inflamed. They'll use anti-inflammatories, such as ibuprofen or naproxen, even though they'll leave. So there's several things that can be considered in treatment. And a lot of times, it works. I would say probably about 50% of the time that would work, and then there's a lot of times that it won't. Now, if it's more toward the back part of the arch, and plantar fasciitis sometimes can spread throughout the arch or it can be in certain pockets. Typically, you could have a couple things going on. One, you could have a vitamin B5 deficiency, which is pantothenic acid. Pantothenic acid, B5, pantothene, gets deficient when we're under a lot of stress. It's one of the top B vitamins, and B vitamins are water soluble, so we blow through those quite easily. But the B vitamins actually will burn up under a lot of stress, and B5 especially. They found they've kind of linked, and this is more in acupuncture and Chinese medicine, they've linked a B5 deficiency many times. It will show itself in the foot and plantar fasciitis for whatever reason. Now, so something you can look into, you want to look into B5, it's water soluble. Most health food stores will carry it. You can talk to them about it. It's not a big deal. Now, the other is vitamin D. Vitamin D, if it gets low, sometimes you can have issues with calcium absorption. You can also have issues with boron. And sometimes you can have issues with ligaments and tendons. So getting a blood test done for vitamin D, not a bad idea, because it's going to give you the exact numbers of where yours is and could help with the potential with a vitamin D deficiency. And that might be one of the main issues. And don't forget, omega-3 fatty acids are important, too, to cut down inflammation in the body. But your diet needs to be good, too. Now, whenever you have a pain or an ache, you have to ask yourself, am I eating foods every single day that's creating inflammation or not? And the anti-inflammatory diet will cut down inflammation within the body. It is, because there's certain foods that bring inflammation to the body, and there's certain foods that will cut it down. And so you just have to come up with a game plan of what will build it up and what will cut it down and figure out what that is for you. But yeah, there's a lot of foods in my book, Empowering Your Health. There's a lot of foods in there that you can follow, and there's a whole list of ones you should avoid and ones you can introduce into your diet that can be very, very helpful for these type of situations. But yeah, hope that helps. It'll give you some options at least. Plantar fasciitis can be very painful. Oh, and one other thing, it could be structural. So literally, you could have a pelvis, your hips, that could be twisted or rotated, which can cause one hip to kind of be higher than the other one. And it's just because of the rotation of the hips, which can cause leg length discrepancies. Now, there's argument over whether that really is a big deal, but it actually is, because if your gait, meaning the way you walk, is off, it can cause low back pain. Or your low back, let's flip it. Your low back could be rotated, L1 through L5, and that could actually cause a potential issue within the feet and actually having the feet being off-centered, and that could cause your gait, the way you step, the arch could be on one side, not in proper alignment, and that could be an issue as well. So the person to talk to about that would be, I think, a good osteopathic physician, which is DO, or a chiropractic physician, which is a DC, both well-trained in that sort of thing, and they can look at the structural part of the body, figuring out exactly what you need. So you might want to get a consultation with one of those physicians as well. Hope that helps. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, show where your health really is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with? We want to talk about it with you. They're saying that strokes now may occur in the sleep, which is more of a preventing treatment. Many people who suffer strokes have them while they're asleep, which may prevent them from getting clot-busting treatment in the critical first few hours after a stroke, which is obviously not a good thing, as study shows. Such strokes, referred to as wake-up strokes, account for 14% of all strokes, according to the study, and previous research estimated the percentage of wake-up strokes between 8% and 28%. The new research was based on 1,800 ischemic strokes caused by blood clots and seen in emergency departments in Greater Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky. The study is published in the May 10th issue of Neurology in the Medical Journal of the American Academy of Neurology. Of the 1,800 strokes in the study, 273, which is 14%, were wake-up strokes. By exploiting the number of general U.S. population, the research estimated that 58,000 people in the U.S. go to the ER and urgent care departments with a wake-up stroke every year. Again, lifestyle, lifestyle, lifestyle. What are we doing every single day to increase our lifestyle, to make our arteries healthy, our cardiovascular system healthy? Are you exercising? Are you eating well? I feel like and sound like a broken record, but I'm telling you, remember, it's not if something's going to break down, it's when, if you're not doing the right kind of things every single day. On this show, we want to help you, empower you, coach you, give you the information so you can go take responsibility for your health and for your life. Because the body's amazing, it can change, but nothing's going to change in anything unless you change. If you can make the mental shift.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well. To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste? By far. Best results? By far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Healthy Talk Radio online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out, asaandrew.com. This is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. If you have an email, shoot it to me. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. No worries on that, but if you want it in private, we can do that as well. Let's go now to Scotty. Hi, Scotty. Welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you today?
Living well, darling.
Good. I was calling I've been diagnosed with diabetes too.
Okay.
And I just don't have any energy. I never feel good. I stay real nauseated all the time. And also, my heart doctor diagnosed me with, I have a leaky heart valve. And I was just calling to see if you might give me some good helpful hints.
Let's start from the top.
Okay.
Right, so you've been to your doctor, you've got real low energy, right?
Yes.
Okay. And when did that start?
That started, I guess, 2 years ago.
Okay, 2 years ago. What was the first thing your physician found when that happened?
The first doctor that I went to, I kept telling him I thought I might be a diabetic because my mother was, and he said, oh, no, you're not a diabetic, and he didn't check me for it, and finally he did. I just kept on, you know, about it, and when they checked me, sure enough, he said I had diabetes too.
Okay.
And since then, I've had to change doctors because he had left town and went to another city. So this doctor is just, you know, he hasn't told me to take any supplements or anything. I've been taking vitamin D, 1,000 milligrams a day, and I also take omega-3, 1,000 milligrams, flaxseed oil, 1,000 milligrams a day, and multiple vitamins, but I still just don't have any energy.
Okay. Now, do you have any other diagnosed conditions? I know you said you had degenerative joint disease and whatnot.
Yes, I have that.
Okay. Did they take? Have they checked your thyroid?
Yes, the heart doctor had checked my thyroid and said it was fine.
All right. They said that was fine.
Uh huh.
There's another test I would encourage you to have them check.
Okay.
And it's a blood test. Just remember three letters. TPO.
Okay. TPO. TPO. Okay.
That's right. You just remember those three letters, and they're going to say, "Oh, we don't need to check that. Your thyroid's fine."
Right.
And you just tell them because what it checks for is autoimmune disease in the thyroid, and it's one of those deals where your numbers can be okay, but you still have the symptoms of being really fatigued and tired. And sometimes there could be underlying thyroid peroxidase enzymes. So don't worry about the big fancy words. Just remember TPO. And sometimes with the TPO, they can find if there's a potential for autoimmune of the thyroid, and then there's ways that they can treat that. So that's a really good one. Now, question about the energy levels. Are you tired in the morning when you wake up, or do you feel good and you tire out as the day goes on, or are you exhausted in the morning and you'll pick up steam as the day goes on?
I feel a little bit better of a morning, and then I just get tired and just get tireder as the day goes on. I just don't have any energy.
Okay. Are you overweight?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Give me a height and weight.
Okay, I'm about, I think, a 5'3 and a half, and I weigh 184 pounds.
Okay, so what have you done to change your lifestyle habits?
You know what, I haven't done anything really lately. I've tried to eat better, you know, but other than that, I haven't done anything.
All right, well, let's talk shop for a minute.
Okay.
Nothing's going to change until you have a made-up mind.
Right.
Okay, so there's nothing for me. No supplements are going to help you in this. I'm
okay.
Just telling you. I mean, I'm just being, I'm going to shoot you straight.
Okay.
It's not going to help until you say, I'm going to eat extremely well. I'm going to make such a radical change in my diet.
Wow.
And I'm going to exercise 4 to 5 days a week. Until you make that decision, nothing's going to change.
Okay.
So my question to you is, what's holding you back?
What's wrong with my back?
What is holding you back?
Oh, I don't know. It's just getting out and doing it, I guess. Just, I don't know. I stay stressed out all the time, and I've been in a real deep depression, too, since my mother passed away in 2005, and I just, seems like I just don't have the desire to do anything, really.
Yeah, I understand.
You know?
Yeah, I do. But, you know, it comes to a place where you have to push through that, because if you're losing your health, which is really the greatest gift we have, to be able to do and love other people and have this body that's been given to us and to take care of it. See,
right.
it's more about taking care of it. So we all go through stuff. We lose parents. We go through tough times in life, and we go through all of that. And coming to that decision where you say, okay, I've been depressed and I've gained a bunch of weight and now I've got diabetes and my joints hurt and I have no energy. I just need something for energy. If I can just get that silver bullet for some energy, I can get out and exercise. Am I singing your song at all? See what I mean?
Yes.
So
sure
if I could just get some energy, I'll be fine. But here's the key. You have to push through the fatigue to do the other. And through that will come the energy.
Okay.
Make sense?
All right, it sure does.
So there's a period of time, it's not going to be a lot of fun. There's a period of time where you're going to have to kick and scream and go walk outside. There's going to be a time where it's raining outside and you're going to have to either get an umbrella or go get on a stationary bike or put on a raincoat and go walk because it's your time to walk. And you made a commitment with yourself that you're not going to quit. And you're not going to let circumstances ever get in the way of your goal of losing 50 pounds. And maybe the potential of your body saying, you know what, the pancreas can start working again. And your energy levels can start coming up again. And the blood test will all start going back to normal because you've taken such responsibility for your health and for your life. And then for the people in your life, let me ask you a question. Do you have kids?
Yes, I have. They're grown children. I have four grown children.
Okay, are they married? Do you have grandkids?
I have grandkids, yes.
That's a blessing, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And they need, let me ask you, they need mom and they need grandma, don't they?
Yes. Yes, they do.
Do they need you to be overweight with diabetes, or do they need you to be healthy so you're going to be around a lot longer?
No, they need me to be healthy so I'll be around a lot longer.
Because you have a lot of wisdom and love to give them, right?
Yes, I sure do.
Okay. So that right there alone should go on a sticky note that is in front of you every single day.
All right.
Because you're not doing this so much for you, you're doing it for them. It's a very selfless thing to make a decision to exercise health legacy. When I saw, let me tell you something, I'm so into this whole health lifestyle. Obviously, this is what I do. But when I saw my 94-year-old grandmother quit smoking at the drop of a dime at age 91, it motivated me. It spoke volumes to me. I was already involved in all this. And when I saw that happen, after I begged and pleaded for years for her to quit because I wanted her to live a long time, thank God she had great genetics and she overcame a lot of that. But she quit after 70-something years of smoking, just without the gum, without the pill, without anything, because she made a decision that she wasn't going to do it anymore. She wanted to get well. She wanted to be around a little bit longer. Even those extra 3 years we had with her were great years. And me as a grandkid to her, forget doctor or anything, forget health expert, forget any of this stuff. Just me as like a 10-year-old kid with grandma, I wanted my granny to be alive. I'll never forget it. Because when she quit, it said to me, I love you. And she made that point to me more than you could ever, in her actions and her words throughout my entire life. Had a wonderful grandmother and grandparents and parents and all that. Had a great family. But when she did that to me, even at my age now, and this was just a couple of years ago, even at my age right now, it put me in tears. Because she made that statement verbally, but she didn't have to because of what it said to me. And so whenever I talk with people and they can make changes, I want to encourage you that you can do this. And it will speak volumes. It could be part of the legacy that you leave. Because it's one thing to be diagnosed with a health challenge and one that maybe you can't control. Okay? But this is one that you can. This is one that you can beat. This is not type 1, which is a different animal within itself. This is type 2. That's why they call it adult onset, meaning that you were fine 20 years ago. But through your lifestyle, diabetes onset, it came on you. And that's one of those type of health challenges that you can overcome. So I just say all that to say this. I want to see you thrive and not just be barely making it. Because you can. And you don't have to be stuck. And your family will not only love you for it, but they will see that you love them. They will see the selflessness in it. And through that, I think you'll see great victory, not only for yourself, but for them as well. And I want to hear about it. When your A1C numbers in the blood test drop down, and when your glucose levels drop down, you've lost 30 pounds, and you feel better than you have in a long time, and your energy levels go through the roof, I'll hopefully be the first call that you make, whether it's personally or on the show. I want to hear about it. Make sure your doctor checks all your blood. Anemia, B12, iron, ferritin, have them check everything. But I'm telling you, the proof's in the pudding. It changed your life.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo.
Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products, learn valuable survival techniques, meet other preppers, and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Check out the show 24/7 at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out. Show where your health really is your greatest wealth. Food for the day are pears. You talk about food a lot. You know, food can really be our best medicine. The things that we put inside of our body become our body, and they can change the cells literally that we have inside of our body. Matter of fact, that's how our cells form, is based on the raw materials that we give it every single day. So one of the things about pears that's so great is that it gives protection from free radicals. Now, we know free radicals are what cause a lot of cell damage, but now in our ranking system, they put pears as a good source of vitamin C and copper, which both of these nutrients can be thought of as an antioxidant to help protect cells in the body from oxygen-related damage, called these free radicals. Now, vitamin C, long known to be protectant and a top antioxidant, but it functions in all water-soluble areas of the body, which, again, we're 70 to 75% water, so that's quite a bit. It's critical for good immune function. Vitamin C stimulates white cells to fight infection and directly kills many of the bacteria and viruses and regenerates vitamin E, which is an antioxidant, in the fat-soluble areas of the body. Some have more fat-soluble areas than others. But copper also helps protect the body from free radical damage and is a necessary component of what's called superoxide dismutase, SOD. It's a copper-dependent enzyme that eliminates superoxide radicals, and it's a type of free radical generated during normal metabolism as well as when white cells attack invading bacteria and viruses. Pretty cool. So pears also promote cardiovascular and colon health. I love pears, by the way. If you don't eat them, you add them. Part of the anti-inflammatory diet as well, especially in the new version that we have coming out. Pears fiber does a lot more than help prevent constipation and ensure regularity. The fiber has been shown in a number of studies to lower high cholesterol levels. The good news is that people have atherosclerosis or diabetic heart disease. The fiber in the colon binds to bile salts and carries them out of the body. Since bile salts are made from cholesterol, the body must break down more cholesterol to make more bile, so a substance is necessary for digestion. The end result is lowering of cholesterol levels, and the fiber also binds to cancer-causing chemicals in the colon, preventing them from damaging colon cells. This may be one reason why diets high in fiber-rich foods, such as pears, are associated with a reduced risk of colon cancer. Additionally, the fact that low dietary intake of copper seems to also be associated with risk factors for colon cancer, increased fecal free radical production, and with alkaline phosphatase activity, which is the blood test. But it's pretty simple. So the bottom line is pears obviously are good for you. They're great for cardiovascular health, colon health, and they're great for helping knock out those free radicals, which is great for a lot of reasons. Obviously, anti-cancer, but also increasing energy, better for your immune system, reduces the aging process. One thing I love about fruits and vegetables, and that's one of the things I really get into quite a bit, is getting away from the grains and getting into more for your carbohydrate sources of those fruits and vegetables, so you get the vitamins, you get the minerals, you get the health benefits, you get the enzymes that are in all these foods that make such a difference within your health. I mean, it's amazing what can happen if we just add some of these healthy foods into our diet. You'll notice a big, big difference in the way that you feel. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Barbara now. Hi, Barbara.
Hello.
How can I help, darling? What's up?
I've got a 7-year-old little girl that seems to get bitten by every mosquito in the South.
Bless her heart.
I swear, she steps out, and we have tried every insect repellent, you know, deep free that's supposedly safe for children on the market. We've tried natural citronella and marigold soaps, and it seems like, you know, even though we reapply and reapply and rebathe in the soap, you will walk out and come in 30 minutes later with 30 or 40 mosquito bites or bug bites on her.
And you told her that she's so sweet that that's why they chew on her, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Of course. That's what we all say in the South. My grandmother told me. So here's the deal. How old is she?
She's seven.
Okay. Here's a little trick of the trade. And I had a physician tell me this. The old school adage is we're deficient in B vitamins. Does she eat a pretty healthy diet? Does she eat a lot of vegetables or does she eat more of the junk food?
She eats a
not saying you're a bad mom.
It's kind of a balance, you know. I make sure she gets 2 or 3 servings of fruits and vegetables, but of course, you know, she will indulge in the junk foods when she has the opportunity.
Right. Well, the vegetables play a big role, and let me tell you why. The green leafy vegetables like kale and spinach, they contain a lot of the B vitamins, and the B vitamins are really important when you're dealing with bug bites. Believe it or not, the actual B complex vitamin, because the bees have an odor that it puts out through the skin, and because most of us are deficient, you can always tell if you're getting eaten up by bugs, as we say, or getting a lot of bug bites. If you're getting a lot, then you're probably under either a lot of stress or you're B vitamin deficient. When the bees get low, B vitamins that is, not the bees outside, but when the B vitamins get low in the body, then that odor is reduced. And we get a lot of that from our fruits and vegetables. So if she's eating a lot of vegetables more so than the junk food, that can be helpful. If not, you might want to look into a B complex vitamin. And they make them for kids, because you got to get the dosage right. So when you go to your health food store, you can look for those, and they can be helpful because by taking just a small B vitamin, it creates an odor through the skin that repels the insects from a natural perspective. So that is one thing. And also cooking your foods with coconut oil, because it's a strong antifungal, can help in this situation as well. And just make sure you keep telling her that she's still just as sweet. It's just that you had a conversation with the bugs, and they're not going to bother her anymore. That can be helpful. Hope that helps. 888-283-7272 puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank my producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm Asa Andrew. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together, friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio. We're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit earthfare.com.